Oh, yeah, back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host, R.I.C., and the place to be, Rick Saratella, telling it like it is when it comes to the NFL Draft since 2002. It's what we do. Check us out, NFLDraftBible.com, because we're on fire over there. You want player interviews, player rankings, player scouting reports, NFL Draft Buzz, Combine Preview, you name it, we got it. Of course, you can always follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. Today's show brought to you by Pressure Sportswear. Go check out our good friends at PressureSportswear.com. We're going to have some good stuff coming up from them over at the NFLDraftBible.com very, very soon. And today is another name you need to know, one of the underclassmen early declarees for the upcoming 2018 NFL Draft. I think we're about 63 days or so away from destination Dallas. That's right. This year's draft held in Dallas, Texas, and we're counting you down with another edition here. So with that being said, we will welcome in today's guest. He is fresh off of a workout preparing for his upcoming pro day. He's Voshawn Crumby from Nevada. He joins us right now on the hotline. Voshawn, welcome to the show. How are we doing today? How did today's workout go?
I'm doing pretty good. Today's workout was great, actually. It was very intense. Very intense. I'm actually pretty tired right now.
Well, you know, let's start with your training regimen, because it's a full-time job. It's a 40-hour work week at the very minimum.
Right.
And, you know, obviously a lot of testing, a lot of training. 6 or 7 weeks at least now into the process. What are some of the things that you've been working on, not just from a measurable standpoint, but also from a positional standpoint point of view?
Well, I'm actually training down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana with Ryan Clark and DB Precision. So a lot of my workouts are very, very intense. I'm with a great group of DBs. And obviously a great DB played in a league for multiple years. I won a Super Bowl, so I feel like we're getting a lot of great things done. And I'm actually working with a great speed coach, Mo Wells from LSU. He's a guy who works with Olympic sprinters. So I feel like I have a great combination of work that I'm getting in every day, really.
Well, yeah, Ryan Clark, one of the best who's done it at his position, a Super Bowl champion, as you mentioned. Any piece of advice that he's been able to give you in terms of the NFL draft process, what to expect, how to prepare for it, and, you know, how has the draft process been for you? Some people just try to enjoy the process. Other people, you know, say it's a tedious kind of, you know, more of a mental process rather than a physical process when you're going in season. How's the draft process been? Has Ryan Clark been able to give you any advice on what to expect? And if so, you know, what did he tell you?
Well, the process for me personally has been really, really just a blessing. You know, I'm taking everything day by day. I feel like with my personal situation, you know, and my journey on how I even got to where I'm at today, it's just a blessing, you know. So I'm kind of just enjoying the whole process and working hard and taking everything in stride. But as far as advice from Ryan, he actually gave me advice yesterday. We actually spoke on the phone, and he was just telling me, you know, with my size and my athletic ability and ball skills, that I have to use it, you know, and make sure that that's what I'm putting out to the scouts, in front of scouts, on pro day, and even after the draft, once I get into camp. Because, you know, he was the guy that was undrafted, and with me being a guy who played one season in Division I and then just decided to come out early, that's possibly where I might fall, you know. So he just giving me advice on how to handle the mental aspect of coming into camp, being a underdog, and having to work hard and stick to the plan and everything work out.
You're listening to Nevada Wolfpack cornerback Voshawn Crumby here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with your host, Rick Saratella. You talked about your path and your decision to declare early, Voshawn. I mean, I'm going to take you back here to December 21st, where you actually announced your decision to declare early. My road has been filled with tons of adversity, good times and bad, but I wouldn't change my experiences one bit. They have molded me and shaped me into the young man I am today. Now, I know you had a lot of conversations with your support team, your family. Take us through that decision-making process. Take us through the adversity and what you've learned from it all and just the reasons why you did declare, because I'm sure the NFL scouts are going to ask you this when they do get a chance to meet with you.
Right. Well, as far as the adversity I've been through, you know, just being a guy who was highly recruited out of high school, you know, playing my senior season at IMG Academy, but didn't have the grades, you know, to sign out of high school, so I had to go the junior college route. And I bounced around in junior college from year to year, you know, being hurt, being back home. And I actually had I had my son at the time, you know, so dealing with off-the-field situations and just being able to, you know, still find a way to get through junior college and get to a university. I feel like, you know, it was just a lot, you know, and a lot of people wouldn't, you know, without outside help, you know, how to get through that. And I just felt like with me and my family and support system that I had as far as the decision, it was kind of, you know, a back and forth thing for a while. Everyone knows that playing the senior season will always help. But I felt like with my situation with being a father now, and I feel like with my size and my athletic ability and just comparing myself to guys in the class, I felt like it was a proper time for me to come out and enter the draft.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned the size and the athleticism. The newer trend of today's NFL, you know, you're seeing a lot more leaner, taller, lengthy cornerbacks such as yourself. We have you listed at 6'1". 195, size, speed, athleticism, ability to cover, you know, closing speed, a nose for the football, and also a special teams extraordinaire. We should also add to the mix, and we'll talk about that more in a minute. But, you know, for those people just tuning in, for an NFL scout that's going to, you know, pop in your game film for the first time, let's get a little self-scouting report. You tell us, you know, what kind of player NFL scouts will expect to see in your own perspective.
I feel like that I'm definitely a competitor. You know, just an athletic guy, just a guy who played. I played multiple sports all of my life growing up. So, you know, a guy who just good with the ball, and have a natural ability to catch the ball. You know, so explain the ball skills. And I just feel like you get a player who's willing to compete, you know, at any point, especially when the ball is involved. You know, just really just about having fun and really to compete at any point.
You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Voshawn Crumbie on the hot seat right now with your host, Rick Saratelli. You can follow him on Twitter at Voshawn Crumbie, his path to the draft. And, you know, you talked about IMG Academy, highly, you know, recruited high school prospect, playing for Chris Wankey, who just got hired by Tennessee, I believe, as a running back coach. So what was it like playing for, you know, Chris Wankey, a great, great, great player in his own right back in the day? What were you able to learn and absorb from a guy like that who's kind of, you know, been to where you want to get to?
Well, actually, for me personally, it was a great experience because I'm a guy who's from Tallahassee. You know, he played at Florida State and actually won a national championship and a Heisman while he was in Tallahassee. You know, so for me, it was something that was very big, and I felt like I was blessed to even be in his presence. But as far as, you know, the experience and his teaching, I feel like it was great. You know, it was on a high level. We're all in high school, but we're being treated like we're in college or even the pros, the way we handled our schedules, our meetings and our practices. I felt like it was very, very, very great experience for me.
And you mentioned growing up in Tallahassee, you know, from reading your bio, I think you have a couple of siblings. What was it like, you know, take us to growing up in Florida in Tallahassee, born and raised, and what was that environment like? I know you said you played multiple sports. So, you know, when did you realize that football was your passion? When did you fall in love with the game and realize that, you know, hey, I have a special talent here?
I actually was in high school, I was more of a basketball guy. You know, I was pretty highly recruited in basketball as well, you know, a top guy in the state. But I actually decided during my junior college journey that football was a better situation for me as far as, you know, a long-term career. You know, and I just had the passion. I really found the passion for it at IMG Academy, you know, playing around other great players, playing around coaches that's played in the NFL, hearing the stories, hearing the times and the moments, and I just felt like I wanted to experience that myself.
Now, you mentioned the JUCO route. I think you started off at Ventura College where, you know, I was watching some film of you returning some kicks and just an amazing return resume there, a game where you had, you know, punt return for 70 and 75 yards within a six-minute span in one game. But take us through the journey, you know, from Ventura. And then I know, you know, choosing Nevada, you had a choice of schools you could have attended. Why Nevada? You know, why did you choose them over some of the other schools that you could have attended?
Well, the journey at Ventura College was actually very, very smooth for me with the coaching staff that I had and the teammates that I had. And I couldn't thank them enough for, you know, the support that they gave me moving all the way to California from Florida, with no family around and just being new to the area. You know, everybody was very nice to me and welcoming. So I felt like it was like, you know, comfortable. So I was able to be able to come in and play at a high level. But as far as my recruitment to Nevada, I just felt like I had a great relationship with the coaching staff there compared to some of the other schools who offer. And I felt like it was a good situation for me as far as, you know, a new head coach and a new staff. I felt like it was a good situation for me personally.
Voshawn Crumby here, Nevada Wolfpack cornerback, getting ready for his upcoming Pro Day workout. It's my understanding you'll be working at the Florida State Pro Day workout, Voshawn. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. Well, I haven't actually set officially the date with Florida State. So right now I'm leaning on Florida State or FAMU, that's also in Tallahassee. But I know for sure I will be in Tallahassee for Pro Day.
Okay, so yeah, definitely, you know, keep us posted on that so we can let our listening audience and all the NFL scouts out there know when your Pro Day will be confirmed. So, you know, what is the lasting impression? What is the takeaway that you want NFL scouts to leave? You know, when they come down to your Pro Day workout at Tallahassee, what's the lasting impression that you want to leave upon them?
That I'm a tall guy, tall, lanky guy, cornerback who is very athletic and actually can run and can play. I just want them to see that I can play and just for someone to give me a shot so I can, you know, come in camp and do my job.
And how about, you know, off the field, what kind of person, you know, are they getting? I know you're a family-orientated person, but what do you like to do when you get some free time? You have any hobbies or activities that you enjoy? What kind of person are you off the field?
Off the field, like you said, I'm very family-oriented with me having kids, so I don't really spend a lot of time, you know, hanging out or anything like that. I do the normal things, you know, play games, video games, go hang out with the kids. I may go out and go fishing. I like to fish, you know, being from Florida. But you just get a, you know, hardworking guy, humble guy, family guy. I've never been in any type of trouble. You know, just your your normal average guy who's just trying to play the game and play the game hard and well.
Now, you mentioned, you know, having some kids, you're probably a little bit more mature. In fact, I know you're probably more mature than some of your teammates, and you've been praised for your leadership skills, and I know you've been a vocal leader at times. So describe to us, you know, NFL teams always want to know leadership intangibles. Are you a vocal leader? Are you a lead by example guy? Do you pull a guy over to the side? Talk a little bit about your leadership characteristics.
As far as my leadership characteristics, well, I feel like, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Yep.
Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like my phone.
No worries.
Up.
It's all so good. Hey, it's okay. Live radio, baby. We're on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It's all good, baby.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, but I feel like really those things are kind of just natural. It kind of just comes. I don't feel like that's something that you can kind of pick up. Like since I was younger, that's kind of something that a role that I always kind of took. But I feel like I can kind of be a laid-back, lead by example type of leader, or I can be vocal. It's really just based on the team and the chemistry and the relationships we have and whatever is necessary, because not everyone needs a vocal leader in order to pick up their slack or to understand what needs to be done for the team to win.
All right, we're talking to Voshawn Crumby here, having some fun here on the Player Spotlight Show, and you know, he's preparing for his pro day workout. We've been talking on the field, off the field, things to expect. And you know, we mentioned we have you listed at 195. Is that what you're currently at? Do you target weight at the next level? Would you like to maintain that weight, bulk up and get stronger, drop some weight and get faster? What's the expectations in terms of playing weight at the next level?
Well, right now I actually feel like I'm at a good weight, but I feel like I do need to get stronger. So I'm going to just make sure that I can be able to still run, but pick up maybe another 5 to 10 pounds, you know, just to be able to handle my own in the NFL, you know, with big running backs and tight ends. But other than that, I feel like I'm at a good playing weight right now.
All right. Very good. So, you know, we always wrap up every show with this last final question, Voshawn. And, you know, I know you're down training in Baton Rouge. You're getting ready for your upcoming pro day workout. You know, maybe NFL scouts, coaches, who knows, a GM is listening to this interview right now. I want you to tell me why I should draft Voshawn Crumby.
You should draft me because I'm a guy who's going to come in and compete right away, a guy who's humble, a guy who's hungry, very hungry for, you know, success in this game, in playing this game. You know, I'm an athletic guy. I'm a competitor through and through. And I just feel like I can come in and contribute to any team right now. So that I feel like that's why I should be drafted.
Well, we look forward to your draft journey, and again, keep us posted, keep in contact. I know we'll be chatting. We want to keep everybody updated, and we appreciate you taking some time here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show after a workout, putting in all the blood, sweat, and tears on the way to the journey. So, you know, hey, thanks again for the time, and look forward to tracking your path to the draft.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on.
All right, you got it. Anytime. That's Voshawn Crumby, Nevada Wolfpack, name you need to know for the upcoming 2018 NFL Draft. And, you know, we have a full in-depth scouting report up on NFLDraftBible.com right now. You can go check that out. We have his game film up there. You can find this interview in its entirety. We have his career bio, his stats, 9 games played this past season, 26 tackles, a pair of interceptions for the Wolfpack. And, of course, you know, I've had a chance to go back and watch his Ventura College film. I think, you know, when you're evaluating this this cornerback class, which is very deep, very talented, a lot of depth in terms of day two and day three prospects, you know, you start going down the line, you start checking out the height, speed, weight. You know, Voshawn has the prototypical size, the measurables, you know, from what I understand, what he's going to test at, NFL scouts are going to be very pleased with that. And then you factor in the special teams, the returnability, the flash that he shows with returning kicks and being an X factor there. I think you're looking at a day three prospect here. So definitely file that name for the memory bank. Remember that you heard it here first on the NFLDraftBible.com. And again, if you're tuning in here on Blog Talk Radio or iTunes Radio or NFLDraftBible.com, please like it, share it, subscribe it. We appreciate it. Spread the word. Nobody has got you covered when it comes to the NFL draft like we do. 365, 24/7. All right, seeing a place to be. Telling it like it is. Rick Saratella here for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Man, this is what we do since 2002. Tomorrow, we're going to be back with the NFL Draft Bible Radio cast. Joe Everett, Justin Gamble, along with myself. I'll be fresh out the dentist chair. It's like it never ends. The drilling never ends. But I'll be all Novocained up, ready to deliver a combine primer. We're going to do the running back positional preview, I believe, and the latest draft buzz heading into the combine. And boy, this quarterback class getting interesting. The Lamar Jackson, you know, buzz around him, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, all these guys. We'll talk about it all tomorrow. We thank you for tuning in today for another episode of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, brought to you by Pressure Sportswear. Go check them out, PressureSportswear.com. For another edition, everybody, we thank you so much. Till the next time.